Hey, it's Sprague here. Really appreciate you listening. You're about to get some podcast excellence. It's presented by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
The problem most men have is they don't know how to talk to women.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
You know what my problem is? I am not interesting.
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
What am I supposed to say? I went to magic camp. I'm an accomplished ventriloquist.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
Oh, I am a 7th degree Imperial Yo-Yo Master. Oh, do me, Yo-Yo Master. I want you to do me because you're the Yo-Yo God.
The Fan.
Hey, let's do this. Final hour, Dirt and Sprague on a Wednesday. Thanks for being with us right here on Portland Sports Leader 1080 The Fan. Stat or story coming up in about 12 minutes. Tiger and Phil talking this hour. Blazers kicking off a 6-game roadie tonight in Los Angeles on ESPN.
You know, I thought of you yesterday on my drive home.
I think of you all the time, man.
Thanks.
Is it the Barry White that made you remind yourself?
It did.
Oh, yeah.
Listen to that song. I was like, hey. Oh, Dirt, I wonder what he's doing. So I'm driving, and I like to listen to the beginning of primetime.
Sure.
And it's the Sousa Hazards, and they were doing the world record stuff.
Yeah, they had hot world record talk early yesterday.
And it was pretty funny, like, how confident John Sukanik was in thinking he could break a world record with Post-it notes. Right. And I just sat in my car thinking, no chance this ever happens.
No.
I thought it would be interesting, and I don't know if you should tweet them or if you even want to do this. I did think, could Dirt beat John in accomplishing a world record first?
Any world record of choice.
Any world record that you two agree on, could you beat John in accomplishing said world record first?
I don't know if I would gamble on myself there. John seems to have more of a desire and drive than I do.
But you can find, this is the thing. So Katie Nolan, do you watch that ESPN Plus show?
I don't watch, but I've heard it's decent.
So she did a world record where I think she was blindfolded and she stacked donuts.
I saw like a highlight of that, yeah.
But it was only 7.
That's it. That's all it took.
And I was like, you know, not to be mean. Good for her. She could be in that book. That doesn't seem hard. And I watched her do it. She didn't seem like she was struggling with it either.
Like, it was pretty simple to do.
The donuts are right in front. You put the blindfold on. You grab where the donuts are. You stack them. You kind of feel it out. Boom. 1 minute. You're done.
All you could do is 7 in 1 minute? I feel like I could easily do more than 7 in 1 minute.
But that's the world record, and okay. She accomplished it. That's what I'm saying is you can find unique, weird things that may get you into it. Like, you and I, way back in the day when we had the night show, we used to play horse on a kid's play hoop, like a Fisher-Price hoop.
Every day before the show.
And it was dumb. It was pointless. But we kind of got addicted to it of like, who could make the most trick shots and where could you hit from?
And then you guys would start shooting lefty and I couldn't go lefty. I'm so uncoordinated with my just layups with your left hand and I would be eliminated automatically. Like, just give me a letter, damn it, and move on to the next one.
I think you'd have a good shot to achieve set accomplishment before John.
Well, John, if you're listening, bring it on. Let's go. I'll race you to a world record.
You just need to pick what it is and then see who can accomplish it first.
Okay, I like that idea. So we still got a lot to get to in the final hour. Let's jump into some NFL news or notes, though. Do we got any NFL music just to set the ambiance of this bad boy? Now, there is an NFL story we have not talked about. And really,
it's the picks.
Hey, it's not till tomorrow. Eager. And really, shame on us for not bringing this up earlier. Like, we really dropped the ball on this.
Okay.
One of the biggest failures in the history of our show.
It's going to be up there with a lot of good ones.
Nathan Peterman got cut and we didn't talk about it.
I know.
Dude, that's high on our list.
Is he the worst quarterback of all time?
That's the question I wanted to ask. 55305 is the Better You Today text line. Have you ever seen a worse quarterback than Nathan Peterman? Ponder that. Because I don't know if you can statistically find a worse quarterback than Nathan Peterman.
I'll give you one.
I mean that seriously. I don't know
if give you
one
a
worse.
Game where that was worse than Nathan Peterman.
Game, sure, but like sample size.
No. No. Nobody.
Kelly Stauffer comes to mind with the Seahawks.
He was worse than Nathan Biederman.
Well, I'm not saying statistic. I'm trying to go in the
but
way back machine.
But you think watching him, he was worse to you. Let's keep stats out of this. Does
just
anybody look worse
test.
Kelly
than him?
Stauffer provided no confidence whatsoever.
Can I throw Tim Tebow into this? Tim
and
Tebow
Mark McGuire's brother was no picnic either for the Seahawks.
Boy, the Seahawks have some dandies.
Think about that. I mean, that's...
You throwing Tebow into this conversation?
Yeah, Tebow was pretty bad, man.
He wasn't good.
Tebow won a playoff game.
Oh, yeah. Stop it.
We're talking about Peterman here. Let me give you
Mr.
one game.
Mr. Urban Sombrero.
Let me give you one quick game, because I can't think of anybody more.
Do
maybe
we not remember Tebow at the end? He couldn't complete passes in preseason football?
Peterman literally throws zero team touchdown passes.
If you gave Tebow that much more of an opportunity to play, would he have done that?
Not that bad.
Okay.
He just would have thrown incomplete.
Throw it into the turf.
I'm going to try to find this game. Colin Kaepernick has a game when he was in the NFL that is worse than anything Nathan Peterman, aside from that five-pick game, has done. It was against Arizona. I think it might have been Harbaugh's last season. He threw for 13 yards and two pick sixes. No touchdowns. The whole game, his stat line for the game was like 13 yards and two pick sixes. At least Peterman will give you a buck 10.
Well, that's a little aggressive. Let's not go buck 10. I don't know. I don't know if he's guaranteed to get over 100.
Somebody's saying Kim McQuilkin is worst of all time. Peterman is second.
What else? Yeah, Dan McGuire we got a couple of times. Uncle Rico was pretty bad.
Well, he never got to play. If he would have in the fourth quarter, it might have
been different. Curtis Painter? I don't remember Curtis Painter in the NFL.
In the Colts?
I don't remember him playing much, though.
He was terrible.
Was that the year that Peyton was out?
I think it might have been their transition year.
Yeah, because there's no... I mean, they've had two quarterbacks now for 20 years.
So Kim McQuilkin's stats. 39% completion percentage.
Oh.
Four touchdowns. 29 picks. Yards per attempt is 4.2.
Okay, that's pretty bad.
Let me get Peterman's stats.
That's pretty bad. Now, I don't know if some of these people, too, are trying to get us to say names that aren't real.
Yo, I mean, you could easily trick us.
Where's Jeff Lockie fall in this conversation?
Peterman's career. He's got a 52.3 completion percentage, so it's better than McQuilkin. But he's got three touchdowns to 12 picks. Versus the 4 and 29.
Right.
But of the 12 picks he
God,
has,
so bad.
Doesn't he have like 5 of the 12 or pick sixes?
Yes, I believe so. I think he had more touchdown passes to the other team than to his own wide receivers.
No, he absolutely
like
did.
Yeah.
He passed that up in the first game he played against
right.
the Chargers.
Right, yeah, 4.
Because he has 3 career touchdowns. Does McQuilkin have more than 5 pick sixes? Because if he doesn't, I don't know if the completion percentage, as bad as that is enough for me to say McQuilkin's worse. When you throw many pick sixes, you deserve to be in that all-time worst category.
Somebody said Dan Orlovsky. Remember, he had the self-safety. He ran out of the back of the end zone. I mean, in terms of just bad moments, that's got to be up there.
But I bet you he had at least a good moment.
Sure. You gotta
there was nothing for Nathan.
You have to appreciate the awfulness of Nathan Peterman. Like think back in your mind, too, that they benched Tyrod Taylor for him this year.
Yeah.
Like that was their grand idea.
That was pretty bad, yeah.
They were on pace to make the playoffs, making a charge for the first time in like 18 years to end their playoff drought. And their response was, let's bench Tyrod Taylor for Nathan Peterman. And
you know,
wow.
I hope Nathan Peterman, I really mean this. I hope he surfaces in like 2 or 3 years as a media type.
I do too. I hope he has a good sense of humor about it.
He just makes fun of himself.
Yeah, because he can make a lot of money off of this.
And this is the other part. People, like listeners, will probably give that guy a bad time if they hate his opinion on something. He's still pretty smart to be an NFL quarterback, right?
Like, oh, there's no doubt. Yeah,
he can still break the game down and understand all the nuance. He just couldn't accomplish it.
God, we missed that one earlier this week. We had some other NFL notes. Do we want to hold these or do you want to rattle like speedball through them?
I want to get to some more. There are some pretty big NFL things.
Okay, let's rapid fire these. We'll start with in Baltimore.
You just asked me what I wanted and I went the other way and you still are speed rounding it.
Oh, so you want to hold them? Okay, well, hold them.
I just think there's some really good stories coming out.
Let's put a pin in it.
Okay.
And do it at the bottom of the hour.
Okay.
The Steelers did say, here's a tease for you, okay, radio tease. The Steelers did something to Le'Veon Bell's locker. Baltimore QB position is in flux. Mm-hmm. Tampa's isn't. There is an injured player that is returning. Is there anything I'm missing?
There's a juicy, juicy rumor out there about a new potential GM.
Ooh. Okay, there you go. Bottom of the hour. We'll get to some other NFL notes. Tiger and Phil stuff still to come, but it is time for your favorite segment, stat or story, next on The Fam.
Crunch the numbers.
There's 6,127 students at Adams, 58% of which are girls. So that's 7,107.32 boobs.
Break the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Is it a stat or a story?
Evidence based on olfactory prowess is inadmissible, in case you didn't know.
This is Stat or Story, a monumental judgment call with Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
Come on, don't mess.
The Fan.
That's right, folks. Stat or Story time. We'll get back into some NFL stories. Bottom of the hour. I do want to touch again on that Tiger Phil thing because that was pretty cool. And the Blazers open up a 6-game roadie in L.A. That's all still to come. By the way, Johnny Manziel, pretty bad. Johnny Manziel is not a bad answer there.
No, I mean, look, he had a lot of bad quarterbacks.
And then remember, he broke, I believe, Peterman's pick number in his Canadian debut. Didn't he toss 5 picks?
Oh, is that what he's doing in Canada?
I think in his first game.
Yeah, I know he had 5 picks.
I thought it was like a crazy thing because everybody was like, I thought nobody could ever throw more than Peterman. Fact check me on that, listeners at the Better You Today text line. But he had like a debut like Peterman.
I have not followed
CFL.
His CFL career. Is that going pretty poorly?
All I remember is that first game. All right, what do we got, Swigard?
Your first number, 25,551. 25,551. Is it the amount of points Carmelo Anthony has scored during his NBA career? Or is it the number of driving while intoxicated convictions that could be summarily thrown out by the state of New Jersey after a state Supreme Court ruling that found a state trooper improperly calibrated the breathalyzer machines used in the field?
Damn.
What?
I'm going to go stat here, Bob.
That feels like way too many DUIs. I would hope so. That's a lot of DUIs. That's like the whole town,
it's probably
going
to be more now that you said it.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I'll go stat. What's Kareem's number?
42.
42.
He's 19th. 25. I know that, Mello.
Okay, that could be 20. I'll go stat, too.
Oops. Hang on.
What's going on?
There
we go. Okay.
Yes, 25,551 Carmelo Anthony's NBA career scoring. Not quite that many, but still a significant amount. This comes to us from NJ.com. 20,667 cases between 2008 and 2016 in about 6 counties in New Jersey could summarily be thrown out. The court vacated already one conviction of a woman who pled guilty to drunken driving based on the result from one of these machines. Sergeant had improperly calibrated those breath testing devices. And the results now inadmissible as in cases where that was admitted as evidence. They're trying to figure out and work with the county prosecutors to see how they want to go back and handle all of these. The state authorities ordered the state authorities to notify anyone whose case involved results from machines Sergeant Mark Dennis handled. Those results weren't scientifically sound. And now who knows what might be flooding the New Jersey courts.
Oh, that's going to be madness.
Figure this out.
All those people are going to be filing
so
some sort of an appeal.
So what happens to the guy if he's using a different breathalyzer?
If it's not purposeful, can he be in trouble? It sounds like an honest mistake, like he wasn't trying to rig people.
High court found criminal charges against the state police sergeant. He was in charge of calibrating breath testing devices, making the test results from 5 counties inadmissible.
You can make mistakes. You can't make that many.
Yeah, that's a lot of mistakes.
Yeah. Apparently this was sounded deliberate.
That's a completely different thing. If it's just like faulty equipment and the guy doesn't know, he's like just giving the breathalyzer and you blow too high of a number, and he arrests you without knowledge of it, then that's one thing. But if he's doing it on purpose to, like, rack up his numbers to maybe get a raise.
In 2016, Dennis accused of lying on official documents about performing a legally required temperature check while calibrating just three machines known as an Alka-Test device, which gauged the blood alcohol level accused of drunken drivers. The criminal case is still pending.
Yeah, there's some lawsuits coming there.
It happened to a friend of mine in college. He got pulled over during a Saturday night, and he blew a 0.0, and they still gave him a DUI.
Huh?
Yeah.
Like, because he felt like he looked like he was drunk?
They maintained he was a 0.0 registered. He told us he was just tired. And I believed him, too, because he was kind of guy to, I don't know, lie about that stuff.
Right.
And he fought it, and he won.
Now, have they come up with ways to test this for weed yet?
I don't know.
Because I remember that was a big fear, like people would say.
Being high on the
road.
Right,
right.
They have a measurement for it, but I don't know how they...
How quickly you can turn around the results and stuff.
Yeah, because you can only take so much, right?
Interesting. All right, what's the next one?
Your next number is 4. Is it the number of quarters? The Oregon Ducks football team has outscored their opponents over the last 4 games.
The number of quarters.
Say it one more time.
The Oregon Ducks football team has outscored their opponents over the last 4 games. Or is it the number of raccoons police in the town of Milton, West Virginia had to lock up in jail overnight because they became drunk on fermented crab apples and were menacing in the neighborhood?
All right, hold on. I'm trying to sound the
so
Arizona
Washington
game.
State. They
Washington
outscored
State
them in the third.
At definitely the third. I don't know about the fourth.
Not the fourth. They didn't score.
None in the Arizona game. I have a pretty strong sentiment they did not outscore them in any of that.
UCLA
is the interesting one because they did in the third quarter of the Utah game. So there's two. I don't know about the fourth of the Utah game because Utah got a couple of scores. I don't think they did. The UCLA game, they know they did in the first. I want to say they did in the second. I'm going to say this is a... story. I think it's been more than 4.
Count them again.
I'm going more than 4. Don't cheat off my test. I go more than 4. Story.
So if it's 4, I win.
Yes.
Try to cheat off my test.
Stat.
It's a stat. 2 against UCLA, 1 against Utah.
How did they not outscore more than 2 quarters against UCLA? I guess the second quarter,
second
maybe they didn't.
Second half with Wilton Spate, man.
But they scored 14 points in the fourth quarter. UCLA didn't score 14 points in the fourth quarter.
They tied them in a couple of quarters. They were even, and
checking
then they won.
Your math on this.
Don't look at. Why you look at me and yell? Like, I'm the one that comes up with this stuff.
I got the notes right there. I consulted this morning.
All right.
But no, this comes to us from our friends at Huffington Post in Milton, West Virginia. Police were getting all sorts of calls about potential rabid raccoons rustling around in the neighborhood. However, they found a couple of wide-eyed varmints there, and they were just drunk on fermented crab apples, so they hauled them in, had to let them sleep it off in the drunk tank there in the Milton police station before they turned them back loose.
Jeez. Drunk raccoons.
Yeah, they put them back into the woods unharmed. Let the little furry creatures go where they...
Where How long does it take a raccoon to process alcohol?
Quite a while.
How much does it take to get them drunk?
Probably not much.
So, yeah.
They don't drink often.
If you got those crabapple trees, watch out.
They are lightweights.
You can't take raccoons anywhere, man. All right, what's the last one?
Your last number is 20. Is it the number of shots Zach Collins has blocked so far this season? Or is it the number of years a Dutch motivational guru is attempting to legally reduce his age by in order to improve his hit rate on Tinder?
Oh, we had this.
We did do this story.
Yeah.
But I can't remember.
He was going from 68 or 69 to like 43.
Yeah, so I'm going to say stat.
You think he's going 3 straight stats, though?
I think so, yeah. I'm going to go stat.
So 20, like exactly 20 years or roughly around 20
exactly
years?
Exactly 20 years.
By the way, side note, tangent.
I think he was trying to go 43, and I hope I'm not wrong, but I just saw the
story. Yeah, I felt like it was
again.
More than that.
I'm going to go stat.
Idiots.
Damn it.
Yeah, Zach's blocked 16 shots so far this year, officially.
That could have been.
So he went from 69 to 49.
Yes. Emile Radelbond of the Netherlands has filed a lawsuit against the Dutch government requesting his date of birth be switched from March 11, 1949 to March 11, 1969. He's apparently some sort of media personality, motivational guru specializing in self-awareness, and is basically challenging that you're as old as you feel. So he says, quote, when I'm 69, I'm limited. If I'm 49, I can buy a new house, drive a different car. I can take up more work. When I'm on Tinder and it says I'm 69, I don't get an answer. When I'm 49, with the face I have, I will be in a luxurious position.
Yeah, I saw his face too, by the way. He looks like a 70-year-old man.
Yeah, you're not fooling anybody on this one. Yeah. Just old and flabby.
I feel young. I'm in great shape. I want this to be legally recognized because I feel abused, aggrieved, and discriminated against because of my age.
Oh, this is the one that you didn't want to talk about when I brought up race. You were like, I'm not commenting on this?
Yeah, about changing your, yeah, because you can change your
identifying
age.
With a different race. I was like, you do that?
I didn't touch that bad boy. By the way, side note, which animal would be the most enjoyable to get drunk with?
Well,
I just was thinking about that. Drunk raccoons?
Would
dogs be fun drunk?
I'd say like a donkey, but then I went to Tijuana and I thought differently on that.
Right, right. Horses, you got to be careful.
Yeah, you what know. Animals would be happy drunks and which one would be mean drunks?
I got one for you. How about a sloth?
Because I think, that's not bad.
They already don't do much.
Right, they just lay around. Because I think the alcohol would make a raccoon more enjoyable.
I disagree.
I look at the raccoon as a rabid.
Raccoon's an angry drunk.
I think they'd be a fun drunk.
They start get to parent. I think they're a paranoid because they were like going all over the place, just going Looney Tunes.
No way, dude. Because if you eat the raccoon's food, they're gonna get mad at you. Raccoon's an angry drunk.
I'm not eating the raccoon's food. I don't need to touch his food. I got my own food.
What if you have pizza and he wants the pizza?
I want it to be something big, like a polar bear or a tiger that just like.
A lion would be pretty badass if you could just lay down and be in the mane and he's all happy.
I don't know if I would want to be drunk with something that could kill me, though.
Well, but what animals can't? I mean, you're
like a raccoon can't kill me.
It could.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, come on.
Rabies, bite you in the throat.
I could hold my own against a raccoon.
You seen the claws on those guys?
What if you're drunk?
You punt that thing. It takes one swift kick to eliminate a raccoon's threat.
Raccoons are big, man.
They're smaller than dogs.
Mm,
what raccoons are you guys? What are we,
I've
in Louisiana?
I've seen raccoons bigger than Swag and my dog.
I'm calling shenanigans on that. I've seen both of your dogs.
No, I've seen raccoons bigger.
Mini horse is a good one.
Yeah, mini horse is
pretty
badass.
Solid, dude. That's a good answer.
Yeah.
We got armadillos texted in, otters, pandas.
Panda might be a really good one.
Panda be good.
They
gotta
like
be worried
meat.
About the otters though, because they gotta be in the water, so you don't can't
Dude,
have like
otters are crazy.
Drunk otter.
If that kid movie Zootopia taught me anything, otters are nuts.
Yeah. Now, dog's the answer here, right? Like if you just toss a few back with your dog.
Or would you rather be with a high dog or a drunk dog? Because I've been around a high dog before.
I don't know.
I had a friend that did not. He did not stop blowing the smoke in the dog's face, and I felt bad.
I am calling shenanigans on your size of raccoons here. Complete shenanigans that you've seen raccoons bigger. That is, no, I'm not buying
Dude,
that.
Dude, I'm
not
telling you.
Not buying it. Underestimating
the size.
Show me the photo proof. I want to see photo proof, non-doctored.
How about the drunk pot-bellied pig?
That's not bad.
That's not a bad one.
Would he be okay to eat a couple of his friends? Couple of pork chops.
A little bacon.
Pigs will eat bacon.
Yeah. See? There you go.
Chinchilla. You're really underestimating the size of raccoons. I think you have one in your mind, and that's the size of every single one of them.
No, I've seen raccoons. I shot a raccoon once.
Really?
Yeah, with a BB gun.
Did it die?
I shot a raccoon once on my neighbor's roof. We had like the raccoon infestation with a BB gun. I don't know if I should say this over the air. Statute of limitations is up. This is a long time ago. And then and my neighbor had this is like back when I was living with my parents, like way younger. And she had raccoons living in her attic, and she was like okay with it.
Hell no. So I'm out on that.
And they
what
were
are
like
doing?
Terrorizing, you know, the dogs and stuff in the neighborhood. And I saw one on a roof one time and I shot it with a BB gun. Nothing happened. Like it kind of flinched and then kept going. I don't know if it penetrated the skin or not. And she got pissed at me for shooting at the raccoon. Yeah.
Raccoon?
Raccoon. I went at the raccoon. It happened. All right. What do you think? 55305. All right. Hey, back into some NFL stories on the other side. Right, let's get back into some NFL stuff.
You know, I've learned, not to derail the NFL stuff, Instagram can be the worst. Point in case here. Tom Brady just tricked me.
Yeah, he tricked us both.
And ESPN now has me thinking of stupid, random, doing it for no reason things like, hey, this is how you name your minor league team. It's your hometown mixed with the last weather event you experienced and an animal that starts with your middle initial.
The Portland Rain Cows. It's actually not a bad name right there.
And you just start thinking of these dumb things.
You go through all of them. That's not bad. Or the cloudy cows, because it's not really raining right now.
Well, the last weather you experienced, though. So I'm going to go to yesterday.
Sunny.
So I do the Portland Sunny Jaguars.
The Sunny Chinchillas.
Well, let's see. If we go, the last weather I experienced in Hawaii. So we're going to have the Portland Muggy Turtles.
Ooh, that's not bad right
there.
That's
a pretty good one. I'd be okay with a muggy turtle.
That's not bad
right there. What does he look like on the sidelines?
Right. Yeah, what kind of mascot do you got for a muggy turtle? Hey, I got a question for you. Is Hugh Jackson the new Jeff Fisher?
That is 7-9. No,
like this guy can't go away. So he won, what, 4 games in his tenure in Cleveland? 4?
No, 3 in a tie.
Three in a tie. Three in a tie. It took him a week and a half to find a new job.
Well, let's calm down with what the job is.
Well, sure, but still, he's getting paid to coach football.
He's getting paid to be Dwight Schrute, quite literally.
He's the assistant to the regional manager. Yeah, if you didn't notice, Hugh Jackson, he's back in the NFL. He's back with his old team in Cincinnati. That didn't take long. I just was pondering that. Like, wow, that was pretty quick. He landed on his feet rapidly. He's the new Jeff Fisher.
What does Cincinnati get out of him?
I don't know. Although he did have a decent run as their offensive coordinator, so maybe he's hoping they can rekindle.
This is Marvin Lewis doing him a solid. He doesn't have a real role. He'll be in there and shake hands and smile with guys and act like he's helping in film sessions. This is Marvin Lewis helping him get a job next year as an OC.
Yep, so that happened. He's back. Speaking of which, they play Baltimore this weekend, and we don't know who Baltimore's quarterback's going to be. Joe Flacco, he's dealing with a hip injury. He did not practice today or talk to reporters about it. This line has been taken off in Vegas. He can't gamble on it, and signs are starting to indicate that Lamar Jackson might get his first start in the NFL this weekend.
Yes, and if I'm a betting man, which I am, I would contemplate Cincinnati. The only thing that scares you is Cincinnati's defense is god-awful. It's the worst scoring defense in the NFL, and maybe Baltimore just runs the ball 48 times.
Yeah, Harbaugh said, I don't feel like we owe anybody answers. I enjoyed that line. Lamar Jackson, excuse me, did say, I feel like I'd be very prepared. I'm trying to sponge everything in. Whatever happens will happen. He's got the sponge. He's sponge worthy.
I'm rooting for him.
Lamar, I am too.
I hope he has a decent day and maybe they can get a win. Maybe they won't. But, you know, the questioning of him going into the draft, a lot of people of like how many years till he can be a quarterback. I get that. Joe Flacco has been bad. Joe Flacco has not been good this year. They have really struggled the last few weeks. I'm glad that they're going to get a chance to see what this kid can do.
Yep, so that's happening this weekend. Keep an eye on that. We'll see where the line goes once it's back on the board when we hear some news on Joe Flacco. Sticking in the AFC North, Le'Veon Bell, we talked about that. Opened the show with it officially. He's done for the year. Did not show up at the deadline yesterday. And in a pretty bizarre scene that kind of capped off just how weird this whole thing has been, several Steelers players today after practice rummaged through his locker and took stuff from it.
Yeah, including his name tag.
He basically
broke it and threw it in the middle of the room.
Plundered his locker.
Bud Dupree, their linebacker, he took a couple of two pairs of Jordan cleats, and there was a camera in there. He turned to the camera and said, "Appreciate the cleats, my guy." So if you didn't think this could get any more bizarre, how about Steelers players rummaging through his locker? Side note, why did he still have stuff in his locker? Well, he didn't show up to anything this year, did he?
Well, he's probably there in the spring, wasn't he?
I don't think he was at anything.
Well, he probably was at the facility to meet with people.
Okay.
That's kind of unique. I'm surprised he had stuff there in the first place, but they rummaged through. They had a they took a mixtape CD labeled Le'Veon Bell Number One. They took cleats, shirts.
What was on the CD? What's his music playlist?
It does not say, but apparently that's still a thing. People
End of
still
the road,
make
Boys to Men.
People still make. Remember those old CDs you used to write in Sharpie? All the songs you would have on them.
I just found my
book.
I
remember
about a month
making
ago.
Mixed cassette
back tapes,
in the day.
Yeah.
You had to tape stuff off the radio, and if you missed the song, you had to wait like 4 hours till it came on again.
Or half the people would hit record and you'd miss the first minute of that song. And you'd be like, well, I kind of have it.
I got part of that song. Also, the balls to label a CD Le'Veon Bell Number One. Did he label that himself?
Maybe
did somebody make
get
that CD for him? I would hope that's not, but wouldn't surprise me if he
How many L Bells are on the Steelers? Maybe he didn't want confusion.
Right. Two more quick notes. By the way, Joey Bosa is officially back at practice. He went through individual workouts today. Anthony Lynn, their coach, said, I'm very excited. He's been around the whole time. He's been working on the side. It's nice to see him out there. I still don't believe we've seen a timetable like if they expect him to play. They're ramping up his activity. They haven't ruled out the possibility that he plays this weekend, but nothing's a guarantee. But this is a big sign. Chargers at 7-2. You get off to that kind of start without him. You add him to the mix. That's a good sign for the Chargers.
That would be my takeaway is look what they've done without him. And that was a guy preseason. He's in a contract year, by the way.
Yeah,
I picked to win Defensive Player of the Year. I didn't know the foot injury was that bad. But their defense has played really well without him. I think you just wait for him to get in shape. You keep him around, keep him off the field, let him get in football shape. And when you think he's that close, I don't know what week it is, but then you roll him out there and hey, there's a chance he goes out on the field 100%. And if he's out there in week 13, hey, weeks 13, 14, 15, 16, and then you're getting ready for the playoffs, that's a pretty fresh Joey Bosa, and that's something that's kind of scary when you think about the AFC. I know Kansas City looks great. I know New England is New England. I'm telling you, I think the Chargers really could be one of those teams to pull off an upset. They play defense. They run the ball. Phillip Rivers is great. New England's defense is shaky. Kansas City doesn't have defense. There's an opportunity for them, and they get a healthy Bosa. That's going to be terrifying.
There you go. Some NFL news and notes. Bosa back. We'll see if he plays this weekend. We'll keep an eye on that over the next 2 days. It'd be great to have him back and playing for the Chargers. We'll wrap up the show with a TV tip. The Blazers start a roadie and an answer on poll questions. All next on The Fan. Hey, welcome back in. 249 primetime coming up top of the hour. By the way, we had some city mascot names coming in.
Okay.
The Portland Steamy Stink Bugs.
That's a pretty good one.
The Portland Rain Penguins.
This is for minor league baseball, Tim Taylor.
The Salem Windy Goats.
Ooh, the Salem
That's
Windy Goats might
bad.
Be my fave.
The Troutdale Windy Jacks.
Troutdale.
Hey. That's not bad.
I like
the,
that one.
The Sandy Thunder Beavers.
Might be into some Sandy Beaver.
What about some Thunder Beaver? That's an intimidating beaver. That's not your normal beaver.
Some would argue that's anniversary night.
Right? That's a Thunder Beaver.
Oh, yeah. Here comes the lightning.
That beaver is thunderstruck.
Let's get a storm going.
All right. Sorry. Sorry. Okay. Let's get to...
Tim, can you be our background guy?
Yeah, just heckle us.
I haven't told
show.
You this. No. We don't talk about FM much with you. We just talk sports when we see you. I've noticed this trend lately listening to some of these FM shows, and primarily a lot of them are like in the morning. So if I'm in the car with a wife or something, she'll turn them on. And I've noticed like they have these background laugh guys.
Yeah.
Like a guy that legitimately sits where Tim sits away from the microphone and he goes, yeah, like a thunder beaver. And the guy just starts laughing really loud, like way louder though, and way away from the mic. Like he's in the back of the room. And I'm like, people like that. That
I
seems
don't know
to click.
If people like that. I actually told a friend of mine who's
you
in
want
radio,
me to be your laugh market. Guy? Can I be your laugh guy?
Sure.
I just pop over on the wolf.
Here's the problem there.
I'll howl and laugh. Ooh, that's what people would probably say. It's all I do now, anyways.
Here's the problem. I don't say anything funny, so the laugh would seem out of place. But I actually told a friend of mine who's not in this market, he uses like laugh tracks. I go, dude, no.
Why?
Exactly.
He
See?
Uses laugh tracks?
Why?
So I found out.
He's
I
just think... one of those guys who's just kind of like this, and he's just like,
dude, hey, welcome in the morning.
Hey, hello, bing, bing.
It's you know? Wacky morning
like,
guy.
Gotta drop it.
I'm not going to say who it was.
So good.
But there was a show that we used to have in the building on an FM station.
Hey!
And my...
Hey, it's Goofy!
My fears were confirmed. I found out he was his own laughing guy.
Oh.
So he used to stand in the back of the room, and between songs, he'd just like, and then he'd record it. And when he talked and said what he thought was funny, he would play it.
Wow.
He was his own laughing guy. I just thought, are you going a bit far with that?
That's a little extreme.
It's no bueno.
That's no good. Nobody likes the guy laughing
at his own jokes.
I mean, I laugh at my own jokes all the time, but.
And nobody likes you.
I feel like it's an endearing quality.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, Thunder Beavers.
Oh, it's too good. Hey, Carmelo Anthony in a Blazer uniform. How would people feel? Final answers?
It's not final yet. It's 24 hours, but where are we at the
That's
end of the
true.
Show?
That's true. 700 votes in. 42% of you puke in your mouth.
Mmm. Tastes delicious.
33. What did we talk about? 33% are cautiously curious.
Yeah, that's the one.
16% of you are too pissed for words. I'm so mad I can't even talk. And 9% of you decently excited. 9% of you, it moves a little bit if we sign Carmelo Anthony.
Okay, all right.
A little bit of movement there, a little bit of movement. What's your excitement level for Tiger versus Phil? 56% of you not interested at all.
Hooray. How is it that high? You're not interested at all?
I would have follow-up questions there of one, does it have to do with the day that it's taking place?
It's Black Friday. People are shopping.
Like, what time's the Apple Cup?
Five.
And this thing starts at like noon or one. I think it's on during
Civil
the Civil War.
And the Civil War starts at one.
So it's on in the middle of the day. So I think that's part of it. The other thing I would tie in, though, if you have not watched the 24/7 behind the scenes thing on this, and I watched it last night. It debuted last night on HBO. Go watch it. You watch it this morning. Like, it's good. Great. You get sit-down interviews. The guys talk about the history of their rivalry, some of the funnier moments, like behind-the-scenes stuff you don't know. There's a funny anecdote in there about a moment that Phil, they were playing in the AT&T Pro-Am, and Tiger was teamed up with Tony Romo. And Tiger takes his stuff so seriously. And Phil had dinner with Tony Romo the night before, and he knew that it would piss Tiger off that he
Tiger
was like
wasn't there,
fraternizing with the enemy. Like, how dare you do something like that? And so he waited until they got off the first tee, and Phil knew that it would get under his skin. And once they started walking down the fairway, Phil hollers, "Hey, Tony, it was a great dinner last night, man. Really loved it."
And Romo knew it too, and he was like,
"He's like,
don't say anything.
And then he had to like be like, "No, it was a big thing, and it wasn't just me and Phil. It was a random seating." And it, like, you get funny anecdotes like that. They're playing practice rounds. It's really, if you're a golf fan, you should watch it.
Yeah, I mean, if you like legends, watch it. It's that simple.
Blazers start a roadie tonight in L.A.
They're going to win.
They're going to win tonight?
Yeah, I mean, these Laker games have been close.
They're 1-1. They've already played the Lakers like 38 times, it feels like.
Well, they're not coming back to Portland the rest of the year. They did their two games quick.
There's only one more game, I believe, in April.
Yeah.
Right? I think it's the last one.
They played them close. A couple mistakes, and it cost them that last game in Portland. I do think they're going to win tonight. I think Dame's going to go off.
Okay.
Which is great because it's an ESPN game and you'll get everybody. The unfortunate part is people going, "Oh, Damian Lillard needs to get out of Portland." That's probably going to be the narrative.
April 9th, by the way, it's the second to last game of the regular season. It's the next time they play.
There we go.
Six game roadie. We'll find out a lot about this team. That'll do it for us, folks. Tomorrow, Heather Dinich is going to be on the show. We're confirming the time, but she will be on.
Mm-hmm.
Rick Neuhasel is going to be on the show at 1 o'clock.
Neuhasel.
He's going to be on at 1 o'clock. We're going to have NFL picks. It's going to be awesome. If you missed it, Les Schwab Tires Podcast, 1080thefan.com. Tim Taylor, thank you for being our laugh man.
My pleasure.
No, you're not supposed to talk. You're supposed to just
laugh. You're supposed to
laugh. Laugh guy doesn't talk.
Say something funny.
Why did we give him a mic? Laugh guy's not supposed to have a mic.
Dance clown.
Oh, yeah.
Dance. See? There you go. Good show.
There you go.
The laugh guy's laughing. We'll talk to you tomorrow at noon. Number one's next. You're listening to 1080 The Fam.